during that conflict. They might not even have had a life. But my students sign up for this course with very little sense of how the Cold War started, what it was about, or why it ended in the way that it did. For them, it's history, not all that different from the Peloponnesian War. And yet, as they learn more about the great rivalry that dominated the last half of the last century, most of my students are fascinated, many are appalled, and a few, usually after the lecture on the Cuban Missile Crisis, leave class trembling. "Yikes," they exclaim. I sanitize somewhat. "We had no idea that we came that close." And then they invariably add, "Awesome." For this first post-Cold War generation, then, the Cold War is at once distant and dangerous. What could anyone ever have had to fear, they wonder, from a state that turned out to be as weak, as bumbling, and as temporary as the Soviet Union? But they also ask themselves, and me, how did we ever make it out of the Cold War alive? I've written this book to try to answer these questions, but also to respond, at a much less cosmic level, to another my students regularly pose. It has not escaped their attention that I've written several earlier books on Cold War history. Indeed, I regularly assign them one that takes almost 300 pages.